Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Whittaker.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parents in Hell with...
Delilah, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Whittacombe?
Okay.
No, Josh Whittacombe.
Okay,
then. How about Wiggly Bum?
Wiggly Bum.
There we go.
Why has he done that? Why has he done that? That seems like
Wiggly,
he's
Josh
him.
Widdly Bum. Did you get called that at school?
No.
No? What did you get called at school? Shit hair?
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
Shit hair. Is that the best you've got? One of Britain's finest wits?
Sometimes it's not about being clever, it's just being quick.
It wasn't even that quick.
I think if you walked into an office... And someone, here he comes, shit air. I think that's getting in your head. More so than like, oh, here he is, oh, Wiggly Bum. That's quite, Wiggly Bum's a bit of fun. Shit air is quite, that's quite aggressive.
I'd say if I walked into an office and someone did that, I'd be straight onto HR.
Classic shit air move, that is. You heard what shit air's done? Yeah, he's gone fucking blabbing, hasn't he? Where is he now? He's gobbling some porridge in the fucking staff room. All right. Sorry, go on, Josh.
Do you want the email from these people?
Yes, please. Delilah.
Hello,
yeah.
Rob and Josh. This is my 2-year-old Delilah Elvin. We have been listening to your podcast since 2021 when we had a newborn and the evenings were very long. We now have two girls born 18 months apart and still love listening to you every week. Thanks for the laughs. Best wishes, Leanne, Dave, Delilah and Darcy.
Aww.
I'm calling it.
What's that?
There's a generational change between the names.
I feel like Leanne and Dave are fed up with having normal names and they've gone, let's do this. Delilah and Darcy, welcome to the world.
See, where I live, Rob, Delilah and Darcy are normal and Leanne and Dave, there's fucking none of them, mate.
Leanne and Dave should move to East London and be these sort of, ironically, the home of the Dave, really, East
the
London,
home
isn't
of the
it?
Dave, really.
Yeah. And the home of the Leanne.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's awful gentrification for you.
Yes, Josh, can we explain what's going on? You're stood up in your kitchen at the moment and you've got the eyes of a man that's, I'd say, the rest of his day's not looking great.
No, Rose is, I don't know whether she wants me to broadcast this. Well, I was going to say to the nation, to a small portion of the nation at least, a hundredth of it. It's coming out of both ends at top speed, Rob.
So, because that's the thing, when you're unwell with kids, really, if you've got a bit of a cold, you're not allowed to be unwell, you just have to get on with it, that's life.
Yeah. No, there's no way she's getting up. She's been sick 3 separate times this morning in the last hour and a half. And I'll be honest, Rob, when she went for a number 2 this morning, I had to put the brown noise on just because I didn't want to listen to it because it was...
You put brown noise on to drown out the brown noise?
To drown out the brown noise, yeah.
Is she going to be okay with this being broadcast?
Well, it's...
It's context.
I haven't got many other options, Rob.
If you don't give that information, the listener goes, oh, come on, Rose, get up, get on with it.
Exactly.
Now, there you go. Fair play, Rose. Take the time you need. Rehydrate. Get a Lucozade down you.
So I went up and I said, look, I've put the kids in front of Peppa Pig. Rose was working today, so the good news is we've got childcare from halfway through this episode.
So we only got 20 minutes of you solo parenting and doing a podcast.
Yeah.
Me and Michael had a Cobra meeting.
Oh, no.
Because we got a message from you at 8... We were starting at 8.31, already late. That's fine. We expect that from you, Josh. It's not a problem with couple of chilled out, you know, podcasters. And he said, Rose is ill in bed. I'm sitting up in the kitchen so I can watch the kids. And we were like, this is over. I thought you were watching them for the next 4 hours.
No. Because I would have started late, but Carol Vorderman waits for no man. So we've got a...
We've got Carol Vorderman on after this.
Vorderman's on after this. And so also then obviously I get my laptop. I've been on holiday and it's been summer holidays. I haven't worked probably in 2 weeks. So the laptop's obviously dead.
So you've plugged it in on the side because you're stood up. Why
I
don't you
plugged it in on the side
table?
And hunched over it because it won't reach the kitchen table. And I went into the basement for an extension lead. And the only one I could find was attached to a plug that had in permanent marker written on it, pump washer. And I don't know what the pump washer is, Rob.
What's a pump washer?
I don't know, but I don't want to unplug it.
Why are you washing your pumps?
I don't know.
What, how many pumps you got and how dirty are they?
I tell you what, the pump washer's got full power and I'm hunched over my bloody soda stream on the side.
Well, that this is good though, because it's a little bit of like chaos, but it's manageable because you've got someone to look after your kids in 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's not 3.5 hour narrative for the day. We're not, you know, Michael's heart must have sunk at that point.
Yeah, the 15th time you go, sorry, I've just got to go in and give him something to eat. Yeah. Sorry, Carol Vorderman.
Luckily, it's this podcast. This very rarely happens on the news agents to John Sopel and Emily Maitlis.
How are you though, Josh? Apart from this sort of stressful early morning rearrangement, all good?
Well, Rob,
yeah,
I'm not ill, but yesterday I went to the fair.
Okay,
like the fun fair,
right? I've not really. You suggesting that you need to be ill to go there?
No, but Rob, I'm going to send you a series of tickets, pictures.
Tickets.
Oh my god! Oh god!
What?
Childcare traffic is horrendous in capital letters.
Oh, no.
Oh no, Rob.
It's backing up on the road. I wish it would in the upstairs toilet.
Right.
So what time she's how far away is she? How late is she gonna be?
She said she'll keep us in the loop.
Because this, well, I don't want to be in the loop on a fucking time, because this doesn't just affect you and your kids, it affects me and Carol Vorderman. And Michael.
There's a sentence that's never been said before.
I didn't say that to her. Well, I'd appreciate it if you could hurry up because this affects Carol. I've got EDF Energy ringing me now. I can't take that. But I really need to talk to him.
Well, Rob, I'm sorry. This isn't about you and EDF Energy. This is about me and Carol Vorderman.
It is, because my house doesn't exist and I'm going to have a bill for about 20 grand next year.
Answer it. No. Answer it. Oh, you've got to.
Okay. Oh, hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I'm calling regarding your complaints, and just to let you know, I will
hold
our
complaint
for quality and control purposes.
Yep.
As of procedure, I will need to ask you security purposes.
Absolutely.
Again. Okay. Can I please have your full name?
Yes, Robert Beckett.
Okay. So your complaint was regarding
is that complaint? Yep.
Address.
Yeah, yeah.
Complaint.
So it has been updated on
yes.
our system.
Yes. Yes. So you've contacted the National Grid and they've accepted it.
Yes.
Yes, Bianca.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now it's finally updated on our system.
So that's all good.
Yes. Yes.
For gas and electric?
And now, it's for, let me double check.
Oh, no.
This here we is go. For electricity only.
Right, okay.
Let me just.
I will be having the gas to the same address. Yep.
Do you have an account for gas?
Yep.
Just provide that for me so that I can double check.
I haven't got that information. I gave it to you when I first rang up.
Oh no, it's all going wrong.
I have the electricity one here because this one is only for electricity.
Right.
So when I was going to change it, if you provided me with the gas as well. Because now it's German grid.
Yeah.
So on my end, when it comes to this complaint.
Yeah, it's not complaint. Yeah.
Since I've done everything and resolved everything for you, can what? I close it on my side?
Well, yeah, but I still haven't got the gas one. But if you want to close it, Bianca,
have
go for it.
Number for gas?
No, not on me. I'll tell you what, let's close this one, Bianca, and then when I've got the energy, I'll come back at you for the gas. Should we do that?
Okay, that's fine. So yeah. On my end, let me just close this.
Yep, that's close.
Are you happy with everything that I've done and resolved this query for you?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, sort of. Okay. No, I've got the gas, so but yeah, it's absolutely fine. 50%, absolute
okay.
thumbs up.
Thank you so much, Mr. Beckett.
Thank you very much, Bianca.
Bye,
B.
Oh my word!
Fucking hell!
Oh,
I've never worked so hard to get an invoice. I've never worked so hard. I mean, it's bad enough paying for your gas and electric at the moment, but fucking hell, Bianca's been lovely though, to be honest. But she could only resolve.
Wait.
Oh, there's a child in the room.
You want? No, you don't, you want to sit there?
He can sit there, Sanzita.
Okay, you sit there.
Lovely.
Okay, so this is the story. About yesterday.
Right. Okay. Oh, you're at the fair. Sorry. Yeah, send me some stuff. Yeah. You went to the
to
fair.
To give you an idea.
Yeah. There's a child there staring
there's
me out.
There's a child there.
He looks quite suspicious of me.
What do you want? This is unbelievable. I'm so sorry, Rob. You are? No, you can't. No.
Do you know what I'd do? Pick it, let him pick whatever snack he wants out the fridge and says,
oh, yeah, go. Daddy.
Do you want some of Mummy's chocolate?
Yeah.
You want some of Mummy's chocolate?
Mummy's chocolate, 10 to 9 a.m. That's how you parent. Now fuck off into that living room and watch Peppa Pig. For anyone worrying, Josh is getting this through his headphones. The child can't hear. I'm not an absolute monster. Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe I've got to ring EDF Energy again.
No, go into the sick Peppa Pig. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry about this. I'm so sorry.
He should be in a Richard Curtis film as a little posh English bloke apologising. I think it's going to be a challenge for you to edit, Michael. However, I do think that if you can get a handle on it, it's going to be absolutely top drawer stuff. This is supposed to be... I was really looking forward to today. Kids are back in school properly now and just enjoying myself. I'm free now. I haven't got any gas. And
he's
Josh
back.
Is, oh, he's back. You're back. Oh, he's back. Right. You're in third person.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. Right. So he's got some chocolate.
Let me rattle through this anecdote.
At least pretend to enjoy it rather than obliged. Right.
So it was a bit underwhelming, all things considered.
Where was the fair?
Clapton Park.
Okay, yeah, East London.
It was fun. We went.
But fun fairs, I find, a bit like they're like throwbacks to a different time.
And honestly,
especially for you guys, it isn't very like East London cool and trendy.
No,
it is hardcore fluorescent lights, candy floss.
Some of the guys that were working on those,
they're all on the run, aren't they? I don't.
I was like, if you were casting a show about people who work on fun fairs, you'd go, this guy is too on the nose. She'd like this. He had his shirt unbuttoned to the bottom. But it just unbuttoned to the bottom button. Just one button done up at the bottom. What is wrong with you? This isn't funny at all. I saw some of the worst parenting I've ever seen. I'm not even going to say what he said to his child because it was
so
horrific.
Bad. Oh, come on. What did he say?
It was genuinely shocking. Like, you're not going to laugh at this.
I think I am, and I'm worried I will.
Because you're going to have to beep it out.
All right. Oh, no.
His kid went up to the top of the Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
He was about 7 or 8, and then the kid bottled it.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Came
absolutely
back down, and then his dad was wearing an England shirt with his own name on the back.
How do you know it was his own name?
Well, he wasn't a famous player.
Right, okay.
It might have been someone else's name completely. bear in mind, this dad had a tattoo of a... Well, I'll say what he said to his son, because the tattoo's funnier than...
Yeah, let's build up to that. Let's get through the horrible bit this poor kid had to deal with.
His kid walked down to the bottom of the Helter Skelter and his dad turned to him, I told you you're a...
Oh, my God.
Isn't that horrific?
Awful in about 9 different ways.
I know. And then someone's like, I'm not. And you're like, oh my God.
That is so horrible, isn't it?
Awful.
Awful.
He had a tattoo on his leg.
Yeah.
Of a hand. Do it. I've got the picture. I took a photo.
You'd have a little secret photo.
I love a secret photo. Well, I thought this guy fucking deserves it with his stupid tattoo. Look at this tattoo.
I can't believe the tattoo.
Imagine having that put on your leg for life.
It's a middle finger pointing up, but from behind rather from the front. Because you can see the thumb.
So like someone giving the bird,
but sort of the behind the scenes as if you're doing it yourself. So you can see your thumb and your fingers pointing at you. Yeah. And then some feet on the bottom of the hand.
Yeah, so it's like a giant hand with 2 feet walking along giving the bird to the world.
And also next to him, which I think is slightly more weird, a man wearing a high top trainers with some of the longest socks I've ever seen. But I think because the other guy's got ankle socks on. And
I
do you know what, Josh? I'm surprised you went to the fair because those sort of fairs on sort of like random commons where the only advertising they do is a poster attached to a traffic light.
Yeah.
I don't go there.
Right.
I've had bad experiences. I just sort of think any fair that is transported from Lincoln and set up on the same day and starts doing rides,
I wouldn't say
the health and safety is on top of that.
Well, we had a lovely time. The health and safety didn't need to be on top of it because it wasn't that fast.
Right, they were little rides.
Yeah. So well, there was some big ones. We didn't go on them. And then at the end, we decided to go on the waltzers.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? So this is the picture of us getting on the waltzers.
Those are teacups, the waltzers.
They're more extreme. This is the start.
Can you twist them yourself, or are they just self-twisting?
The men on it twist them.
Right, so it's not the ones where you can move the middle, you just hold on.
No.
Right, also, I'm saying, Josh, as a man off the telly, you're a sitting duck for a big twist from the waltzer man. Because if Josh would have comes on your waltzers, you're waltzing him as hard as you can.
Right, that's interesting you say that. So if you've seen the picture of it starting?
I'd say there are five people there, three children, two adult men, that couldn't look more up for a good time.
Yeah. Okay, this is it finishing.
They look like they've just come back from Vietnam.
Honestly, this is me 15 minutes later in my toilet.
What? You're still, what happened?
I threw up, Rob. All the children were fine, I threw up.
Are you sure it's not the sickness bug, or is it just pure?
No, waltz? It's not. Well, it can't have been, because I got off the waltz halfway around. It went on for so long. It went on for so long. I was like begging him to stop internally, because I couldn't show weakness in front of my child. And he kept spinning us round so fast.
It's the waltzers, Josh.
He was spinning me around, and it was so fast. Look, there's a video here. Do you want to see a video?
Yeah.
So I'm the one at the end of this video that you can't see him on because it's going so fast. Look at the speed of this fucking waltzer. You'll see my cup come round at the end. It's the one that's going really fast. Look how much faster mine is than every other one.
We've got to put that on Instagram. That is not okay. What they've done to you there is bang out of order.
It was unbelievable, Rob. So bad.
I'm surprised that is unfair on the kids. If it was just you two and your mate in there, but that's unfair on the kids. That was so much faster.
I've never felt
G-force
like... I wanted
to have a go at you for being pathetic, but that is mental. You look like astronaut training.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it was happening.
So did you run home to be sick?
Just kept spinning me around. And then, I didn't run home, but I felt sick the whole way home. Had to walk to the car, drive home.
Yeah.
And then I had a slice of rye toast to try and settle my stomach, and that didn't work.
Right, that's like that dry Swedish shit, isn't it, rye toast?
Yeah, but I just thought that's a settler, isn't it?
Mm, toast, if you've got a dodgy tummy, toast is a settler.
When I got home, my wife had made dinner for the kids, and looking at the pizza, I was like, that cheese makes me want to throw up. So I need something.
So Rose weren't there, she was at home. So
no,
you brought
she was
back.
At home.
Oh dear. Was it good apart from being sick? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was all right. It was fine. It was good fun. Yeah, it is good fun actually, because the kids are enjoying it. But I couldn't believe it. All the kids were fine.
What about Tom? He was on with Tom Crane. Was he all right?
Fine. There's another guy from Clapton who threw up after the waltzers as well, another one of the dads. So it is a thing that's going on. I'm just warning you. Unbelievable. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I do. In your defence, I want to be having a go at you for like not being able to deal with it, but that was unacceptable.
When we put that on our Instagram, you've got to say that's too fast. Yeah, you're right.
Can I have some toast?
You want some toast? Yep, of course. Okay. Okay. You go back in there and I'll do your toast.
Right, talk us through the toast making, Josh.
She didn't eat her fucking porridge, I'll tell you that for free.
No gobble. Right, so he's off mic at the moment.
What's
just popping
that?
In the
it's a podcast. Oh yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you turn the light off.
I mean, could you call this episode a podcast?
A breakdown?
Just a couple of people catching up with no care or attention to sound quality.
Rob, I need the summer holidays to end.
I need the toilet. Oh, man, come on, mate. Fucking hell. Help me out.
Yeah, you've got Roro there. Yeah. You take Roro.
Has he not got nursery today?
No, because there's two inset days. Monday and Tuesday.
I'll never have nursery on a Monday.
No. I know he does Wednesday, Friday.
He does Wednesday, Friday anyway.
But my daughter and him both start back on Wednesday.
Right, okay.
We've got two more days of this. Rob, we went on holiday to Whitstable.
We're recording this a little bit early as well, though, so... In fact, it sounds like your kids go back in October if people
Sorry. Yeah. This is the Monday when everyone on Instagram is being smug about their kids going back. And ours don't go back till the Wednesday.
Wednesday wankers waiting. We're doing this on the 4th, Monday, the 4th of September.
Yeah. So, get this. Went to Whitstable. It was so stressful, Rob.
Why?
Well, there was 3 adults and 2 kids in a house that was too... No, could you go and watch Peppa Pig?
Don't forget the toast.
Yeah, I'm not forgetting the toast. All that did. She likes it barely done. I mean, he's just lying on the floor. Look at this.
Is he tired?
So we were in Whitstable. This is a sign of a stressful holiday, Rob.
How long do you go for?
Well, this is the thing. We went Monday to Thursday.
You left early.
And then on the Wednesday, Rose was like looking at her emails and she was like, oh, I've misjudged this. We booked it for 4 nights, not 3. Yeah. We could stay for an extra night. And both of us had to kind of go, I don't want to.
Was it too small, the accommodation?
No, it wasn't too small. Oh, gosh, that's overdone.
Overdone? Show us that. Is she... He's scraping
she
it
like
off.
Any black on it.
Yeah, that is a bit overdone for me as well, actually, I'd say.
It's not for you.
I'm swearing in front of your child.
Oh, he's only 2. He doesn't know.
They're scraping it off. Oh, that old trick. Well, how young's your kid? She'll know what you've done.
If Rose was upstairs, she'd be saying that's cancerous now. That's what she says about every bit of burnt toast.
Oh, really? Oh, carcinogenic?
Yeah.
Oh, all that. Yeah, that is... You can't have a bit of burnt toast. What can you do?
Oh, mate, Rob.
Can't burn your skin or burn your toast anymore. PC's gone mad, mate.
Right.
What's on it? A bit of butter?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry about this episode. No,
it's all right.
How's your summer been?
How's the chuck? Well, no, I want to hear more about Whitstable.
All right. Okay. So we went there.
Yeah. Well, so was it too small then? Or who went? Just you 2 and the kids?
Let me just take this toast. Fuck, I almost... Did you see that?
He fell over.
Look at this.
What's that doing on the floor?
I don't know, because I've lost control.
What is it?
It's like a...
poster.
It's the cardboard inner tube from a rug.
Right. That's a tough thing to recycle, isn't it?
I know, that's why it's there, because we've had it hanging around. We don't know what the rule is.
Right, go and give her a toast. She could come and get it, really, couldn't she?
You come and get your toast.
Josh, you've not put it on a plate.
I'm doing that now.
What kind of zoo are you running? She's giving the kid burnt toast to eat on the sofa without a plate.
I was getting the plate.
Oh, right, sorry.
Oh, yeah, by the way, because I'm sat at the side.
I can't see your face now.
This is my natural sitting position. So I'm hovering over it like this.
But the childcare will be here soon, won't they?
Oh, where is she, please? I'll get an ETA on that.
Yeah, so Whitstable.
So we went to Whitstable.
So who was it? Was it you and Rose's mum and the kids, or just you?
Yeah. So Rose's mum was in the spare room.
Yeah.
And then there's a main bedroom. And yes. You need me.
I need him as well, actually.
What do you need?
Fuck off.
Right, here I am.
Here
Sorry.
You are. That was all right. What did she need?
Peppa Pig had crashed.
So in Whitstable.
So in Whitstable. Rose is in bed with my daughter. That's their sleeping arrangements. I'm upstairs on the mezzanine.
Is it the same room as before?
Yeah.
So you went back there, but how was it going back? Now, I want to say, now that you feel a bit more control of your life, I don't know if...
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... I think maybe there's work
to
be done.
By the way, I should just say, I heard Rose moving upstairs, and I thought, oh, she's got up, but she's gone for another spew, hasn't she? She's definitely not rallied.
Bless her.
It was great. Do you know what I thought? I'm gonna
do. You left early.
Yeah, because we've had We didn't leave early. We left on time.
You left a day early.
No. We left when we originally thought we were going to leave, but we turned down a bonus day. That's right. The way I like to see it.
Yeah, because I think with most holidays, if it's been a great holiday, most people will turn down an extra bonus day. That's normally how I...
We'll be going back next year.
Same place. Same
we love
story.
The plight. We do love it.
I'd say from the two times you visited, I wouldn't say it's been a resounding success.
I would say this.
3 stars tops.
It's been a long summer holiday, and yep. to do a holiday, the five of you at the end is a mistake.
Yeah.
Really, at the end. We should have saved up stuff like the art class for the end, the week.
Yes. I think like, as well, what we've done is we've divided and conquered. I'd say a bit like, you know, lockdown.
Yeah.
I've had too much quality family time. Yeah, I'd say the quality's dipped, and what we did. So what I did
my
yesterday,
daughter doesn't want to spend time with me. That's fine.
No, I think they do, but one on one, you don't need the whole family dynamic.
No, she doesn't.
It's kicking off in my house a bit, and because it's two girls and they're growing up now, so like 7 and 5, and they're nearly 8 and 6, not for a couple of months away from the birthdays. They're getting very confident with chatting back and negotiating and giving each other stick, and I feel like. When Lou argues with them, it is like three adult women arguing. Yeah. And so the other day, my daughter came in and said, Daddy, my 7-year-old said, Daddy, can I have a chat? Can I have a quick chat? I went, yeah. She went, the thing is, and Lou was arguing with them. She just went, the thing is that mummy is sometimes just a little bit extra.
What, like Howard from the Halifax?
Yeah. Extra, but like extra, but I don't even know if she's got this word. Extra is like a zeitgeisty word of online. If someone's extra, that is so extra. Like, I don't use that word. Lou doesn't. It's like the generation below us.
Ow, fuck.
What's happened now?
I'm just trying to get my seat correct.
Because they're all arguing at the moment, I feel a bit like a bouncer trying to defuse an argument on the hen
do. Yeah.
That's where I'm at. So Lou stayed indoors and I took him swimming. And then she's going to take them somewhere else today.
Yeah.
So that we're just sort of taking hits and then having recovery time.
Because we've reached a point, we had lovely 3 weeks. It was
great. Yeah, you actually said, I don't know what all the fuss is about. Summer holidays is easy.
Believe the fucking fuss, mate. But just what's happened is my daughter is they get on really well, my kids, but they are bored of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And my daughter is a social person who wants to see her friends.
Yeah.
And she's bored of us, essentially, which is fair enough.
Yeah, and then you
look at me.
So Whitstable, she would have probably just preferred going to the park with her mate, and you've gone the way down to Whitstable.
Well, her friend did come and visit for a day, and she had a great time. Don't get me wrong. She had a lovely time.
Yeah, but it's a day trippy place, Whitstable. You don't need to sort of stay, really.
Well, that's the nice bit, Rob. It's a lovely house.
Lovely on the mezzanine, right in direct sunlight.
Lovely.
Getting flashbacks to the year before.
Oh, God, the year before. I've come a long way. But yeah. I'd say there's still further to go.
I'd say there's a little bit of work to be done. However, you're on the right track and it's all heading in the right direction. I would say it's bold to go back to somewhere where you had a breakdown, though. I'd find that quite stressful.
I was fine, actually, because I understand what it was that happened to me, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
you're,
not
yeah.
like... I'm not investing it with a... Previously, for about 6 months, I was investing it with almost supernatural properties of like, I've got this problem with sleep. And now it's just like, I was just having an anxiety-based breakdown. And so now I'm not having it. I can get sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like this big, scary monster that can't be tamed.
No,
it's like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, I just need to sort of not work as much, do some therapy, do some meditation. I probably will go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And I slept like a fucking log, Rob.
Did you? Oh, that's good, though. And he fell up yours, mezzanine. I'm back
exactly,
and I'm ready to snooze.
Exactly. How was your last week?
I have had an unbelievable weekend, Josh. I'd say it was like the perfect weekend.
Go on, talk me through it.
So basically, what happened
That doesn't
was,
sound like content I want to hear, but carry on.
Yeah, but I feel like from the opening, it might be quite nice to have some sort of calm.
Some light within the shade.
Yeah, because obviously this shows good people relate to their experiences, but it's getting to the point now where your life actually feels like some sort of disaster movie. You're sat in your kitchen with a bad back hunched over. You've tripped over twice in your own house. So the weekend is as follows. So took the car in for a service on Friday morning.
Lovely. How did it pass?
Didn't need anything doing on it. It had a slow puncture, which they repaired for free as part of the service.
Oh, my God, everything's coming up, Beckett.
And I dropped it off, and then we had a sleepover. My daughter had a sleepover, and then the mum that was picking up her daughter said, I was going to have to get an Uber back. She went, Rob, do you want me to pick you up from the service place on the way back? Because I didn't have the car, so I dropped it off. I went, yes, please, that'll be lovely. So I got a lift back.
Oh,
that was very nice. Then I speak to my a therapist person every now and again. Everything's all good, but every now and just to sort of check in. So once every few months, just with everything and stuff. Had a great chat, worked out some stuff. That was really good. Enjoyed that.
Out loud.
Then had a lazy evening, a lazy afternoon. Then went out for dinner with some friends, which I really enjoyed. Ooh. To a new place nearby. That was like with Lou.
That's
and
so unlike you.
New friends. Normally don't enjoy socialising, seeing people.
What did you wear?
What did I wear? I wore a black T-shirt.
Because we discussed this the other week, whether you dress up for dinner.
Yeah, I was out for dinner. I wore a black T-shirt, black jeans, pair of black trainers and a black jacket.
What?
Yeah, just that. Because if
Who
you wear
are you,
black,
Johnny Cash?
If you wear black, you can get away with wearing more casual clothing because black looks a bit smarter.
Particularly when you and Lou turn up on your motorbike.
Like the end of Grease. Lou's putting a cigarette out as I'll step off my all-black Vespa. Anyway, so that was really nice. And then next day was a little bit hungover because we got in, Josh, at 2 a.m.
Fucking Nora.
Right? Anyway.
What's this, Saturday night or Friday night?
That was Friday night.
What time are you up with the kids and who did it?
About 7-ish, but they get up about 7 and we just give them their iPads until they bully us to make them breakfast.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And then we've started shouting, there's cereal down there and milk you can reach.
That's
a good
nice.
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did that. Then I went up for a dog walk in the morning, which, do you know what? I'm into the dog walks now. I'm absolutely loving the dog walks. Did a dog walk, came back, and in the afternoon, the kids had a party. That they went to a kids' party. I went there and was chatty and sociable to everyone, Josh. Very polite.
Oh my God. Who are you?
Then I got picked up from the party at 5 o'clock to go to work. I did a bit of work because I like a weekend where I earn a bit of money and enjoy myself. The gig, I got taken to a pub in central London to watch the UFC and do a fan commentary of the event.
Oh my God.
Whilst having a few beers.
Oh my God.
What's a day in the office for Rob
Who
Beckett?
Who are you?
Then on the way back, my car was going past Lou's friend's house where she went for a little party and I picked her up on the way.
I thought you were going to say, I went in for the party and I just carried on going for it.
I did. Went in.
What?
Went in for half an hour, had a quick drink, said hello to everyone, then jumped
Bloody
in the car,
hell.
Went back home, went to bed. Lou was absolutely smashed out of her brain.
Yeah.
And then the next day, she was deadly hungover. Like, it almost felt like she had something seriously wrong with her and she was just slipping away on the sofa. Yeah, and I was just
like
looking
right
at her.
The moment.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. But she was. And when someone's hungover and you're firing in all cylinders, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To be around someone hungover and you're not drunk, that was great. I love that. And then I got up, walked the dog whilst Lou was hungover. Then I took the girls swimming.
Yeah.
Came back. Cooked some buffalo chicken wings, watched Arsenal beat Man United with a 95th minute goal, then had a shower, hopped in my car, went up the creek, did a stand-up gig, and that, my friend, is my perfect weekend. That's how I want to live.
Oh, my God. That is mad.
I did stand up, and it was amazing, Josh. Just love the feeling of it. It's really good. Yeah. Because also, we all do different things, but everyone in life has got something they're like half decent at. And when they do it and do it well, you feel good about it. But in life, as things move on, responsibilities, kids, you don't always do that thing, whether it's golf or whether it's whatever, or going out or DJing or your job. But even when people are good at their job, they get to a point where if you're really good at something, say you're a really good accountant, eventually you work your way up and you're just in charge of other accountants.
Yeah,
or if you're whatever it is, eventually there's not many jobs where you actually continue to do your job the higher up you go.
Yeah.
Promotions and stuff like that. But stand-up is, and I worked out, it was 15 years ago to the actual weekend, because it was the first weekend after Edinburgh. I did my first ever gig at that same venue in Up the Creek. So it was a lovely little weekend, Josh.
That is lovely. Oh, well done. So, I'm glad.
And swimming was fun with the kids. That was all good. The parties were all good. There was no major kickoffs. The major kickoff at the moment is that Lou and the girls are clashing. And because I'm quite chilled at the moment, Lou hates that. Oh, also, we took air jump on Friday. We took them after the service, we took them trampolining. And I've worked out that the trampoline park, you've not taken your daughter to trampoline park or your son, have you?
I've been to a trampoline. Yeah, we have been to
big industrial estate ones.
No, we've just been to a seaside one in Norfolk.
No, I'm talking, these are like industrial estates where there's just trampolines everywhere. Sounds lovely. And we went there, me and Lou went there and had a coffee and a chat while the kids went on, because they're old enough for
sounds
us not
like
to
you're
go
breaking
on
up, Rob.
Well, let's chat while the kids play. Okay. If we go there, they won't be able to hear us. But I think that is the most pound for pound, the most tired you can get your kids is a trampoline park. They come off bright red face.
Have you ever
sweating.
Been trampolining?
It's exhausting. And that's the
it's
only
so
thing.
It's so tough.
It's the only thing it's that works, so getting them to sleep. The rule is you must stick to this. They're not allowed a slushy after, because the slushy, that red and blue shit will undo all your good work.
Yeah. I had this. We went to, it was a different fun fair actually. And my daughter came up to me after she got off a ride and she said, can I have a smoothie? And I was like, yeah, of course you can have a smoothie. That's great. I was thinking, yeah, East London classic. She meant a slushy, Rob. And I'd already okayed it.
No.
She pushed through the slushy under the word smoothie.
And did you got it for,
yeah,
at the fun fair as well?
Because I'm weak.
Because they're putting all sorts of shit in that, and they had to keep you at the fair.
Yeah. Have we got an ETA yet?
What, from your...
9.35. M11's closed.
Fucking hell, that is late, isn't it? What's shut the A11?
M11.
Fucking hell, she travels in, doesn't she? Up at 4:15. It's like Roman Kemp, going to do capital. we had a sleepover as well, Josh, on the Thursday night, as I said. And
I can hear padding. Hello.
Well, I thought it was quite a good story, actually. Oh, no, you kid. Good stuff, isn't it? Oh,
it's
good.
It's a bit early, is it? I suppose so. In this current situation.
Never has it been early. Too early for raisins? What kind of fucking miserable ship do you run?
No, because we're on a one box a day strategy. So,
right. Okay.
So,
are raisins bad then?
They're incredibly sugary, aren't they? Raisins.
Come on.
What?
Raisins. You don't want to be the dad that only gives the kids one packet of raisins. My kids are on about 3 ice creams a day, Josh. This is unreal. Yeah. So, I'm not saying that's okay.
No, I know.
But one pack of raisins seems
Rob,
tight.
I'm not going to take the high horse things I gave my son chocolate at 8:50.
So who's the raisins for? Your daughter?
Yeah.
I'll leave it. She's all right. She'll burn that off.
Yeah,
he can't bowl in with mummy's chocolate, and she's not. She's allowed a one pack of raisins at midday to spread out the sugar.
Mummy's chocolate's dark chocolate. It's a load of crap, right?
He likes that.
He will eat anything. It's incredible. He's mad that we're giving him chocolate because he'll happily eat good food. He'll eat olives. He'll eat, you know, all the things you'd think a child would never eat.
But I can't believe you even nearly said no to the raisins. We're like, you're trying to record a podcast in the kitchen. You've still
got
15.
It was more because she's on one pack a day strategy. I don't want her to use it too early and then have an argument with her at 3 p.m.
Yeah, but Josh, is this like a football negotiation? It's transfer deadline day, mate. You're 2 days before the start of term. You're trying to do a podcast. Your wife's ill. If my kid come and said, can I have a chainsaw? I'd be like, yeah, but don't plug it in. Off you go.
But here's the thing. Because I'm downstairs. I said to Rose, I'll just go upstairs and they can come and get me. And she was like, no, you've got to do it downstairs.
Yeah, you need to be near the kitchen. That toast would have... You managed to cook toast and do a podcast.
Yeah.
Do you cook toast?
Rose said you can't have them free range downstairs. What are they going to fucking do? They're just going to watch Peppa Pig.
Mate, your son is too young for free range.
Yeah, I know.
Your daughter's fine free range, but I don't think
she's
you can free range him.
She's in charge.
Who's in charge? He's in charge.
I'm not in charge, I'll tell you that for free.
On the first day, so I'll tell you this, and then I took the kids to McDonald's. Well, my daughter wanted to go with her friend to McDonald's for tea, and her friend ordered like a Sprite, and my daughter hates fizzy drinks, and she's tried it, and we're not like, you can't have it. She's just like, ooh, it does sound like fizzy. So she went, can I have a Fanta? And I was like, okay. I was like, obviously because her mate's gone Sprite, she's got Fanta. Tried one sip of it and was like, I hated it and stuff. And then I was talking about drinks there, like, I don't like that. And then anyway, the other girl was going, I had my mummy's Coca-Cola once and that was nice. And then she said to her mate, she went, do you know what I like? And her mate went, well, she went, limoncello. And I was like, oh, no, that's not what you want. You're coming back from the... And I think I mentioned it before as well. They keep going because they're used to having baths before bed, kids.
Yeah.
My daughter was like, well, we're having a bath. And then her mate was like, we're having a bath. I'm like, we're not having a bath. We are not having a bath. There is no way anyone's having a bath. I'm not even having a bath. No one's having a bath. If we're having a sleepover, no one's having a bath.
When you say I'm not even having a bath, I'd say that would be the worst. If you decided to have a bath, they were just loitering around, and you're in the bath.
No one's having a bath. No one's in the bathroom. No one's having a bath.
It's difficult that though. Do you find that with you don't want to give them like complexes about the naked body? But do you know what I mean? You don't want to go, but like conversely, you don't want to be. Do you know what I mean? With young
my
kids,
daughters will have. Any opportunity to have a look at my dick, they'll try and see it.
Yeah, all right.
No, but they're just upset. They find it hilarious. It is so funny and stupid looking, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it is.
they found my old phones and started using them as well, my daughters.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got, like, phones that, like, I've got no charge, like iPhone 6s, but wandering around with, like, a completely blank screen, but holding it like a parent does. And just pretending to use it.
That's confronting about your own behaviour, isn't it?
What's that?
It's confronting about your own behaviour when they know how you behave with. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like my son brought me my phone the other day and I thought, that's fucking bad.
Oh, you need this, Daddy. Like bringing you your glasses or your shoes.
Yeah. And you're like, oh God. But then I went straight on it, obviously.
Yeah. Thanks very much for that.
My screen time. It's because summer holidays, man. You need some kind of break.
Well, yeah, they've invented imaginary friends, my daughters, for summer holidays, but just so they can swear. So I see shit. My daughter went, I've got an imaginary friend. I was like, all right, what's your friend called? She said, piss.
You need the toilet.
On cue, okay. Look at that. Freudian slip.
All right, see you in a bit.
It's a little heads up, she needs a toilet, was that Rose?
I think because of her brother being there. Just to say... Oh, no. I need to go.
You're going to have to wipe her ass, aren't you?
No, God, Rob, this is not needed.
Yeah, what's going to happen as well? You're going to be wiping her bum
Could you do the small business shout out while I'm gone?
While you do the small business wipe up?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah, I'll do a small business.
All right. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Right, here we go. Hello, everyone. Here we are with the small
Cassius business. Cassius has now walked into the kitchen, so
yeah.
I don't want...
Okay, yeah, I don't mind doing it, but if you want to stop talking over... I mean, so am I technically looking after your son now through Zoom? The way you said my son's in the kitchen now. Okay. Here we go. Small business shout-out.
She didn't need me in
the
end.
What are you doing?
She didn't need me in the end. I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Should I do a small business shout out?
Yeah, God, I'm so sorry about everything.
It's stop being so sorry. It's okay. Oh, I've got some other couple of bits before we do small business.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Okay, so we had like a bouncy castle thing at our house.
Yeah.
And big up, Jumping Jacks or something. Yeah. And I paid for it. I'm not getting a freebie.
I like the fact you don't really know what their company name is. So it's not a great freebie. It might be Jumping Jacks, something like that. Big them up.
You could guess at that for a bouncy, big up the old bouncy boys.
Whatever. Yeah. Just Google Bouncy Castle Southeast.
Yeah, bouncy jump limited. Good lads. Anyway, so we had that. The girls had a couple of friends over to play on it because we had friends at family around. You're right there, Josh. You got your back to me and you're talking to someone else. I wouldn't say that's door. Great. What?
The door.
The door. Never has a person been thrown into work so quickly. This poor lady's been stuck on the M11. She's probably been driving for an hour and a half and she's already had a pack of raisins. He's already had chocolate. They're watching Peppa Pig. Please don't let her come in the kitchen. I'm going to move up to the office in a bit. Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye. Carol Vorderman's on in an hour.
This is a nightmare. This is.
Why is it what's happening?
It's the delivery of a garden chair. and Rose just shouted down that that's what it was. So now my son wants to go up and see her because I've been telling him that she's too ill. You do small business and then I'll come back and we'll do a bit at the end.
Okay, right, lovely stuff. So here we go. Small business shout out. Hey guys, after becoming a dad the first time, I wanted to... You can cut out that crying in the background, can't you, Michael? Should I just pretend it's not there? So not only is Josh not helping me do the podcast, his children are now screaming as I record, but that's not a problem. I'm an absolute professional. I can do this. Dear Mr. Sexy, Mr. Relatable, I shall let you decide which is which. I'd say he's being He's been more relatable today than I am being sexy. I'm hoping for a small business shout out, please. When we had our sons, Emrys, E-M-R-Y-S. That's our Welsh name? Emrys. This is where I need Josh because he knows more things than me.
Hello.
Oh, hello. How do you know, say the name Emrys? E-M-Y-R-S? E-M-R-Y-S, Josh. What would you say that is?
Yeah, Emrys. Don't know. Emrys? Emrys?
Cool. Good to have you back. Anyway, nearly 4 years ago, we decided to use washable nappies to be more sustainable. Fucking good luck. We loved it and have cloth bummed our two girls, Elizabeth and it. It's just a fucking nightmare in there. All right. It's E-L-S-P-E-H. It looks like someone with a lisp trying to say Elizabeth. Elizabeth and Ira. Who are 2 and 5 months. The only problem is that high street clothes often don't fit over the nappies. So when Emrys was 6 months, I decided to start sewing clothes that would fit better. People started to ask me to sew clothes for their own kids, and eventually I started to sell them. I use 100% cotton fabrics and aim for colourful fabrics. The clothes are fit for washable and disposable nappies and are soft and comfortable. So essentially, these clothes are handmade and will fit, I don't want to say normal nappies, disposable nappies, or the ones full of shit that you wash yourselves that are more sustainable. All power to you. I don't know if I could stomach it. Anyway, the clothes are fit for washable and disposable nappies and are soft and comfortable. You can find us on Tots Stitched. So Tots Stitched, www.tots.com or Tots Stitched. So not Tots Stitched, Tots Stitched on Instagram. Thank you for keeping myself and my husband sane through the magical chaos that is parenting. Thank you so much, Kat. I tell you what, I think that was hard to get through, Michael. How do you think I did from an outsider's point of view, looking in on that?
I think that will scrum up fine in the edit.
You're a good man, Michael. You're a good man. Okay, let me do the other one while he's messing about. Let's try and get something a bit more.
They're just building the chair in the garden.
Fuck off. There's more people in your house that aren't helping with the kids.
Well, my son's gone up to my wife. To my wife. To Rose.
What kind of chair is it?
I don't know. I don't think we've got room for a new chair. Why have we bought a new chair?
What kind of, is it like a big chair, like a swing?
It's in a box at the moment, so I'm just about to get the full reveal.
Because if you're buying one chair, it's not a normal size chair. If one chair's arriving.
It's a sofa? For fuck's sake.
You haven't got space for the sofa, have you?
I don't know what's going on.
What have you done with the old furniture?
I don't know, Rob. It's there. Do you think this is my doing?
Well, no, it's so. Do you have no idea
it's
about
not the time to ask?
Do you know anything about this chair?
No.
It's not been run by you at all?
No.
Why don't you text Rose and go, what's the chair?
Not in a million years.
Just text. Yeah, so I thought we're in a partnership here. It'd probably be nice if I got a chair run past me, actually.
No, not in a million years.
She ordered it this morning, so it's got a hole cut in the middle. Right, Josh, I had a nightmare. I had a stiff neck business shout out to do, and I had an absolute nightmare with it.
I know, I listened to it.
Oh, God, it was like for a company that does sort of washing
nappies. I know, Rob, I've heard it.
All the names are so posh. I couldn't say them. I couldn't even spell them. Right, do you want to do a small business shout out?
Yeah, okay.
All right,
yeah,
I've got one here. Do you want me to do it? And then you can comment on it. Here we go. This is a loose neck one. We are called The Karaoke Company, and our Insta and Facebook are at The Karaoke Company. We are up. He's just talking about his garden furniture, isn't he? What was that? Did you offer him a cup of tea?
I directed him to the toilet.
Not the upstairs one, is it? He'll come, he'll leave. You have to set it up yourself.
He's going upstairs, yeah. We haven't got a downstairs toilet.
Not the one Rose is using. She's not well.
No, not that one.
It's a health risk.
I've not directed him to the ensuite to cut through Rose's line there.
Have you offered them a cup of tea, the builders?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've made it?
No, they didn't want it.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, you've got to
win. So I look nice, but I don't have to do it.
That would have been... I'd say that you would have been taking on too much if you had to make them tea now.
I think if I'd said... When I did it, I thought, I'm doing this because I'm a nice man, but Rob will be well within his rights to be pissed off at me if I start making this tea.
I don't think I could do a shout-out to a karaoke business with a kettle boiling in the background. It'd feel like a race against time.
Well, you'd also say, my kettle is broken at the moment.
What
is my life? Yeah, we haven't got a new one. So still, you have to hold down the button.
Josh, and
you basically know it's boiling when your finger starts burning because the steam.
Why haven't you bought this? Josh, this was literally 6 months ago, the kettle situation. Yeah, and I said, order one, and you said, you can't order one without Rose okaying it.
Did I?
And you've got a garden chair turning up. You don't even know
what she can order stuff without me, okay.
It's man walking past the high-vis. Yeah, no.
You don't need to wear that, mate. You're building a garden chair.
I love you said that as well. All quiet in case they hurt.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, here we go. The karaoke company.
Yeah.
We are called The Karaoke Company. Now, Instagram and Facebook are at The Karaoke Company. We're a mobile DJ and karaoke hosting service with a difference. Think karaoke on steroids. We have a fully digital solution to karaoke. No more random request paper slips getting lost. And we offer all the special extras you could ever want to make any event special. We are Essex-based, but we'll go anywhere. We'd be so grateful if you and your listeners could give us some likes and shares to help give us a boost. Thank you so much for all the laughs on the podcast from Simon and Amy, The Karaoke Company. What I quite like is they've been quite coy about their digital solution, aren't they? They've not told us what that
I've got to go upstairs. I've got to end the podcast. I've just got a text from Rose and it's not good.
No?
No.
What's the text say?
Our son's nappy just made her throw up because he's leaking shit.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on Friday.
Fuck my life. Right.
Right, is that okay, Michael?